You are listening to True White Collar Crime. This is a true crime podcast that focuses on financial crime topics. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe and give this video a like. If you're listening to the podcast, please subscribe and give this show a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. All right, caveat to today's episode. The founder we're talking about didn't actually do anything illegal in regards to the business. He never caught any charges or anything like that. He smoked some weed on a plane in a place where it was illegal, Israel. Couldn't really care less about that, but he did manage to wipe out $35 billion in shareholder value in a couple months by doing some very questionable stuff, and I'm pretty sure he thought it was Jesus. So, let's get into it. Not a great guy, as my buddy Carl would say. Adam Neumann was born April 25th, 1979, in Israel. It was reported that he grew up in a communal living situation with a lot of other families. He went to the Israeli Naval Academy and served in the Navy there for 5 years. He eventually left the Israeli military as a captain. He came to New York City and attended Baruch College. Could be Barak. Sorry if I got that wrong. Starting in 2002. He dropped out with 4 credits left to go and began working on business ventures in women's footwear and baby clothes. The baby clothes company was the most epic because it was mostly pants and it had padded knees for babies to crawl around in, and it was called Crawlers with a K at the beginning. He met Miguel McKelvey around 2008. Exact date was not clear. They started a company called Green Desk to sublease empty cubicles in the office that they were renting at the time. This company would become the precursor to WeWork. They sold that Green Desk business and partnered with real estate developer Joel Schreiber to start WeWork in 2010. They reportedly sold him 33% of the company for $15 million. WeWork put their first location in Soho in New York City. They tried to brand themselves as a tech company because they used data analytics tools to help them use space efficiently and also to help them decide where to put their future locations. WeWork also had a social network for their customers that they talked about quite a bit. WeWork received investments from several big financial services companies, including JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and most importantly, SoftBank. These investments totaled more than $14 billion. Probably the biggest investor in WeWork was SoftBank, which is headed up by legendary investor Masayoshi Son. He started his Vision Fund that has $100 billion in investable assets. Its focus is on new technology with a concentration in AI. Masa made an early $20 million investment in Alibaba that is now estimated to be worth $140 billion with a B. If you make an investment like that, it really doesn't matter what else you mess up, to be honest. It's absolutely insane ROI. He multiplied his money by 7,000, if I did my math right. That's pretty solid work, if you ask me. Unfortunately, though, Masa invested more than $4 billion in WeWork after only meeting with Adam Neumann briefly. This fairly easy access to capital would not bode well for the corporate governance culture of WeWork. With all this capital, WeWork went on to build more than 800 locations in 100-plus cities. Adam then wanted to change the name of the firm to The We Company. His dreams extended past renting out office spaces. He also started We Live and We Grow. We Live was a WeWork-type concept for living spaces and apartments. We Grow applied the WeWork principles to early education and charged very high tuition fees, as you can imagine, for students to attend this entrepreneurial-focused school. WeWork continued to work hard to brand themselves as a tech company, even though they were really just a real estate company, which, you know, nothing wrong with real estate, but you're not a tech company. They wanted the higher valuation that comes with the explosive growth in the technology sector. But they really didn't deserve it because their main source of revenue came from good, old-fashioned real estate rental income. The weaknesses of the company started to show in January of 2019 when SoftBank pulled back on a $19 billion additional investment that they had planned. SoftBank decided to invest $2 billion instead, which, you know, that's not a small number, but it was a blow to WeWork's reputation because it was a lot smaller than the deal they had initially planned. In September of 2019, when WeWork began preparing to go public, they had to file S-1 documents that showed the state of the company. In essence, the documents attempt to justify its valuation by disclosing financial information, describing risks, and laying out the different business operations of the company very clearly. The statements literally showed that the company was losing $5,000 per new customer they onboarded. This is not really a positive thing for investors to see, as you can imagine. The damning information in the IPO paperwork caused the valuation to fall almost 80%. Are you serious? He also threw in there that if he died, he wanted his wife to pick the next CEO, which is just crazy for a publicly traded company. I'd understand if his wife was an insider director at the company or on the board, but I think she maybe held the title at one point, but she was definitely not an employee that was next in line to take the throne at the time. He also wanted to give himself higher majority voting control, have his shares be worth a lot more than everyone else's. So he wanted to sell off some of the shares, but still maintain voting rights and majority control. SoftBank reported that the company's valuation fell to below $5 billion in Q4 of 2019 after this information came out, because analysts were just horrified. Other estimates had the lowest valuation around $10 billion. I looked at some different sources, and it's tough to nail down an exact valuation. Either way, that's about a $35 billion drop from the $45 billion peak. Here's some of the other foul shenanigans that were going on. It came out that Adam trademarked the word "we" personally and then licensed the trademark back to the company for $6 million. I don't know what he was thinking. You'd think a company called the We Company would need to have access to the word "we" as a trademark if it was available. You can't really do that in a company where there's a lot of investors and other stakeholders counting on you to do what's right for the firm and not just enrich yourself. Adam was kind of in his own world at times. He created a work hard, play hard culture at WeWork. He had mandatory company retreats with a lot of drinking and all-day speakers. They also reportedly had bracelets at the retreat to track your movements, which it's kind of fascist. I don't know. It's something. One of the is. Adam also brought properties himself and then leased them back to WeWork. So instead, if he saw an investment that was smart for the company to make in terms of acquiring a piece of real estate, sometimes he would buy it for himself and lease it back to the company, which, you know, I'm sure WeWork wasn't that hard to sign as a client when you're the CEO. It's probably pretty easy to get a meeting. This seems like a major conflict of interest in a company with a lot of investors where transparency is key. Adam also borrowed money from WeWork personally. The total sum was reportedly hundreds of millions of dollars, and the interest rates were less than 1%. For those of you keeping score at home, inflation every year is around 2%, so he's actually coming out ahead every year he holds on to those loans, even if he's not paying a lot of it back. Adam bought a $60 million private jet during a year where the company lost over $1.5 billion. That goes to show money's not always spent in the smartest of ways. There's this professor from NYU named Scott Galloway, and he spoke on a podcast called We Crashed, as well as the new Hulu documentary that just came out. He stated that through his analysis, he found that the individual floors that WeWork was leasing out were valued higher than the entire buildings in which they were located. This valuation came at a time where WeWork's total valuation was around $20 billion. So you can imagine, I know there was growth in there as well, but there was probably room to conflate that value and raise it even higher. The company was burning through $100 million per week at times, which is crazy. Eventually, in late 2019, SoftBank had to step in. They made a $5 billion investment in WeWork to bail out the company because it was burning through so much cash. This gave SoftBank a lot more control over the strategic initiatives of the company. Adam Neumann then stepped down as CEO but received a golden parachute even after all that mismanagement. The package totaled $1.7 billion. This was for a dude that's quitting slash probably being pressured a little bit to leave. And this also came at a time where the company laid off 6,000 employees because of the financial hit they had taken. So it didn't really seem to be about we at the end there when Adam was being let go and getting that huge settlement. And I don't believe that he really redistributed any of that and gave it out to the employees that he had had working for him. WeWork is heading back toward an IPO through a SPAC, or special purpose acquisition company. The New York Times reported that BOWX, or B-O-W-X Acquisition Corp, is going to make an investment into WeWork to take it public. I don't know if it's a good investment or not, but the valuation is reported to be closer to $8 billion, which seems slightly more reasonable. All right, that's all for today. This was True White Collar Crime. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe, give this video a like. If you're listening to the podcast, please subscribe and give this show a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We did have some sources for today. YouTube channel Cold Fusion has a great video on WeWork. New York Times has a couple articles I'll try to link below. I used Investopedia as a resource for some SoftBank research. Wikipedia for rough background. Business Insider had some articles on the company, and I looked at the Wall Street Journal as well. Hope you all have a good week. Be well.